CP2, Roman numeral 2. Christ was crucified to redeem us out of the curse of the law and rescue us out of the evil religious course of the world. And he was resurrected from the dead, so that he might live in us and be formed in us at our maturity. Roman numeral 3. In Galatians 4:19, Christ is presented as the one who is formed in the believers. Roman numeral 4. According to Paul's usage in the New Testament, the word form refers to the outward expression of the inner being. What we are is expressed in our form, that is, the outward expression of our inner being. Roman numeral 5. To have Christ formed in us is to have Christ fully grown in us. 4:19. My children, with whom I travail again in birth, until Christ is formed in you. A. First, Christ was born into us at the time we repented and believed into him. Then he believes in us, in our Christian life, and finally he will be formed in us at our maturity. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Paul's preaching, Christ had entered into the Galatians, but because they had been deceived, Christ had not yet grown in them and had not been formed in them. Therefore, Paul labored again, like a mother laboring and giving birth, that Christ would be formed in the believers. Ministering Christ to others is not accomplished easily. It often requires suffering and struggle. Ministering Christ is much more difficult than carrying on an ordinary Christian work. If you would bear the burden with a sincere heart to minister Christ to others, you will discover what labor and suffering it requires. You will need to labor like a mother giving birth to a child. Testimony. At the Lord's Day Gospel meeting, a certain sister was scheduled to give a testimony. She had prepared to share about her salvation experience from about 20 years ago, along with a recent small experience. However, Sister Yoriki, who heard her testimony, pointed out that instead of sharing such a small testimony, it would be better to speak about the increasing grace she had experienced from the time she was saved until now. Since Sister Yoriki had been caring for her ever since she came to Kobe, offering counsel and knowing both her family's situation and the path she had walked, she was able to guide her to recall her past experiences. As a result, the sister was filled with gratitude to the Lord and was able to enjoy preparing her testimony. I believe that the reason she was able to guide her in preparing the testimony and help her be brought to the Lord was because of the delicate and considerate humanity that allowed her to truly be alongside the other person.